HarperCollins presents The Parisian Christmas Bake Off by Jenny Oliver, read by Jessica Ball. Chapter 1. Why is Jesus a Buzz Lightyear? Rachel came into the school hall carrying two cups of PG Tips and a packet of chocolate hobnobs that she'd stolen from the staff room. "Purely for my own amusement," said Jackie, sitting back, feet up on a nursery school chair, as she took three biscuits out of the packet. "And because the arm fell off the normal one and Mrs. Norris's husband is fixing it." She nodded towards the stage. "The nativity's good this year, isn't it?" Rachel turned to where 14 five-year-olds had forgotten the words to "Away in a Manger" as they rehearsed. "I'd say it bears a remarkable resemblance to last year's." Jackie did a mock gasp of affront. "Except for the genius addition of the hip-hop wise men and One Direction's visit to the manger, I think it'll make the school proud. The head's going to kill you." "It's just a bit of fun." Jackie flicked open her ancient laptop as the kids on stage continued to sing a motley assortment of words while dressed in a variety of homemade costumes. "So fire me. Who else are they going to get to direct this? It's not as if Nettleton has anyone pre-retirement age left." "Look!" shouted one of the kids on stage. "Miss Smithson's here," he said, breaking off from the song as the others were belting out the second verse. Rachel waved. "Hi, Tommy. Keep singing, though. You don't want to ruin the song." She could see the rest of her class starting to get distracted on stage. "But I don't know the words," he said, looking as if he was about to cry. Rachel jogged up to the front of the hall and climbed on the stage, whispering to Tommy as quietly as she could. "That's okay. I never knew the words. When you don't know them, just open and shut your mouth like this." She did an impression of a goldfish. Tommy giggled. "Can I go to the toilet?" Rachel rolled her eyes. She didn't envy Jackie the task of keeping this lot in order. Just her own class were enough for her. "Yes, Tommy."
"Miss Smithson," said Jemima in the back row. "My wings keep falling off."
Everyone had stopped singing now. "Okay, I'll have a look." Rachel tiptoed round in a crouch, trying to be as unobtrusive as she could manage, while Jackie tried to cajole them all back into singing.
"Will you sing with us, Miss Smithson?"
Jemima asked as Rachel tightened her wonky angel wings. Rachel swallowed, listening as the little voices had started up again on the fourth verse. She found herself caught off guard with no ready answer, a whole heap of memories suddenly stuck in her throat.
"Sing with us, please."
Tommy was running back on stage, tucking his T-shirt into his cords. "No, I'm just going to watch." She shook her head, her voice annoyingly choked as she blocked out images of being on that stage herself, with her parents clapping wildly from the front row.
"I like listening to you,"
she said quickly, before jumping back off the stage. Around the hall, members of the PTA were building the nativity set, sewing costumes and making arrangements for lighting, seating, refreshments, etc. Mostly they stood gossiping in groups, however, while one or two put together the bulk of the scenery, checking how well it had fared in the store cupboard since last year. Mr. Swanson, Tommy's father, was standing by the steps screwing together the roof of the manger.
"Difficult time of year for you, isn't it?"
he said, as Rachel walked away from the stage.
"Oh, it's okay."
Rachel waved a hand. "I'll get through it. Great set this year, by the way."
"It's the same every year," he laughed, then went on, "No need for a brave face, you know. We're all here, all of us. Your mum was a great friend of ours, and we miss her too."
"I know. Thanks."
He nodded and went back to changing the bit on his drill.
"I was meaning to say, I thought you did a good job at the bake sale last week. Excellent scones. I've missed them, you know."
She smiled. "Well, they're not quite as good as Mum made." Mr. Swanson thought about it and shrugged.
"Nearly."
In the background, the children continued to sing out of tune as Jackie called instructions, and the parents...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?